You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Hey, pharmacy owners out there, thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. Running a pharmacy business is not easy. The obstacles for succeeding today are tough. When I came across a product that gives pharmacy owners an edge, I get excited. That's why I want to tell you about the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack. When pharmacies dispense these pen needles, they see consistently higher revenue and higher margins. With the Pen Needle UltiGuard Safe Pack, you're doing more for your patients and more for your pharmacy's bottom line. Check it out for yourself. Go to UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. That's UltiGuardSafePack.com/podcast. And let us know what you think. And as always, thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation. This is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey. Excited today because I get to bring back a special guest that was on the Pharmacy Podcast years ago when he built a company called iMedicare and now has a brand new company out called Troy Medicare, which is very interesting. With today's drug prices are higher and higher and less transparent than ever. Everybody knows we're going through PBM reform. Doctors cannot write prescriptions without a $200 billion health insurance company's approval. This is outrageous. We need help in this position of lowering drug prices and the cost of medications. Local hospitals are saving lives only to find out 6 months later that the health insurance didn't deem the procedure medically necessary. Put your hands up in the air and do your air quotes, medically necessary. And at Troy Medicare, they want to bring healthcare back to the local providers in each community. Before I bring Flavio onto the show, I want to give a shout out to an avid listener of the Pharmacy Podcast, Dr. Seth Anato. He's a pharmacist that has written a wonderful message to me on LinkedIn. Seth, I just want to say thank you. I appreciated that messaging. I also want to give a shout out to Adam Baleo, who's over in the great state of California, who's been a great supporter of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We absolutely love you guys. We appreciate you as listeners and supporters. And now back to the guest of today. Flavio, it's been some time. It's probably been 2 years since you've been on the Pharmacy Podcast. We got to know a little bit about your background since people might not have heard of you before. And let's tell the story of Troy Medicare.
Yeah, absolutely. My background is I'm actually more of a tech guy, a software engineer that partnered with a pharmacist that is also a tech guy. And we wanted to fix some of the craziness that we saw every day in the world of pharmacy. And as we did that, we initially thought we'd build, as I think a lot of folks know, we'll build a technology that automates everything and solves every problem. But what we came to learn at the time, this was in 2011, 2012, that a lot of pharmacies spend a lot of time every open enrollment for Medicare, which is October to December. They spend a tremendous amount of their day helping seniors figure out their plan options. Seniors are very confused and they trust their pharmacist, as I'm sure your listeners know, more than any other healthcare provider. And so when they get 10 letters from Aetna in the mail, they come to their pharmacist, say, I don't know what this is about. Can you help me out? Are my drugs going to be covered next year? What do I need to do? And the pharmacist spends hours every day during open enrollment doing this. So we sought out to make that process a little easier. So we built iMedicare. That's now been rebranded to Amplicare. My co-founder still runs it. I still sit on the board, and the ownership hasn't changed. We'll go into kind of what I've been doing after. But the core product of that company was really, let's make this a little easier, right? Let's make it a couple of clicks to help a patient find out their cost during the donut hole, let's say, in their Medicare plan. What's their price of meds going to be there. And for the pharmacy to know, hey, which plan is going to charge me thousands of dollars in DIR fees, or which plan is going to try to steer my patients to mail order. So that's what we built, the technology that really makes that process easier. And we've been fortunate to grow to over 6,000 pharmacies across the country that that use that platform today.
So would you say Troy Medicare is a next-gen PBM?
No. So, yeah, basically, look, every year, we've done a tremendous job, and we still do. It's just every year I would see how there are fewer plans and how each year these plans are honestly getting worse and worse for the patient, for the pharmacy, for the providers, right? I'm sure your listeners know CVS and Aetna are now one company. Express Scripts merged with Cigna. And it's just fewer and fewer options out there. And non-options are independent friendly because like CVS obviously favors Aetna and Aetna CVS, Walmart and Humana, Walgreens with United. And so these folks, independent pharmacies and their patients, there's really no option available for them that isn't going to try to push patients to CVS or mail order or charge them a ridiculous amount of money in these clawback fees called the DIR fees. And so each year we see this and say, gosh, you got to be doing something. Certainly the technology helps expose it, but it doesn't change these health plans, right? There's no going to be the same health plan. So we said, well, why don't we build a health plan that's for independent pharmacies, that's for their patients? And initially it was just an idea and a blog post. And honestly, we've done a lot of research hoping somebody else would take it and run with it and build a plan. And then that didn't happen. And so after a few years, he said, look, if we don't do it, nobody will. And so that's why I left the day-to-day operations of Amplicare to partner with several pharmacy owners that are also passionate by this. And with their honestly encouragement and financial resources, like Josh Young, Canon Pharmacy was the first to kind of say, look, I'll put my personal money up if you start doing this. And then we had Amina Abubakar and Joe Moose that you might be familiar with, join right behind them and say, look, we'll back this and be a part of it. And it's honestly just been a tremendous support from independent pharmacy owners over the past year and a half that have made it happen and gotten to today. Actually, in 2 weeks, we're about to sign up our first seniors on our independent pharmacy-friendly Medicare plan, Troy Medicare.
Awesome. That is awesome. Yeah, I remember 2008-ish, 2009, I would drive one way to the airport, and I was always wondering why I couldn't listen to a podcast that was about the pharmacy industry. And just like you, I'm fidgety and I don't like waiting any longer. So that's why I started the pharmacy podcast. And, 10 years later, we're the largest network of podcasts on the planet dedicated to the profession and business of pharmacy, which is the reason why I want to get in touch with innovators like you and informing Troy Medicare and getting that messaging out. I do know Joe Moose. I know he's a passionate man. He's a man of his word. He's very dedicated to not only his community, but also to independent pharmacy as a whole, with his involvement with CPESN and other things that he's done. So that's great. I'm excited. I want to let the listeners know there's going to be show notes, but if you're at a place where you can type this in, you can go to troymedicare.com. That kind of brings me back to, I always like knowing the creativity of business names. I'm like Wile E. Coyote. I just named mine Acme something. It was just like a generic name, Pharmacy Podcast. It is what it is, but tell us the story behind the name Troy Medicare.
Yeah, that's a good question. Look, we view our job as trying to change the system from within. And so we have this feeling of being kind of the Trojan horse in healthcare. That we are coming onto the market as, in another way, so it's one more plan, one more health plan that is pharmacy friendly. And I'll go into the number of things that are different about us. And certainly that's very unique. But honestly, that's just the beginning. We feel that there are so many middlemen and so much fat in between, the person's health plan and the person receiving that benefit, or the provider, the doctor. There's just, I could count a dozen middlemen right now in between that process or more. And a lot of them just don't serve their purpose well, and don't have their incentives lined up with value-based healthcare. And that is frustrating, and I think that's why a lot of innovation in healthcare has been slower. And so we named Detroit to be that change from within, that once we're in as a plan, and now we have a number of members, and we have some power over where we send those dollars, that we can little by little replace or remove that fat and that the middle fat in the system. So does that make sense?
It does. That's very cool. I like that, and I've enjoyed the mythology that goes along with the Trojan horse and the story of Troy the warrior, and so that's very interesting, and it makes a lot of sense. So we're kind of in a change period in healthcare in general, and certainly pharmacy is not shielded from that change. I think pharmacy is going through, in some ways, more changes than other facets of healthcare. We can see that in the consultative roles of pharmacists doing things outside the box to get paid as true healthcare professionals and providers. And of course, we're all waiting for provider status from a national perspective, why some of the states have deemed pharmacists providers. So Troy Medicare, tell us how a pharmacist can be paid, whether that be NPI to the actual organization, or the NPI of the individual in a consultative role. And I'm just curious how that works.
Yep, that's a major change how we're going about it. So most of your listeners know this, but it's probably worth reviewing how the system currently is, right? So currently, a pharmacy gets paid for prescriptions, right? For really based on volume, right? The number of prescriptions filled is higher, you get paid more. And the cost or the price you get paid for differs for brand name drugs. It's based off of AWP, the average wholesale price, minus a discount such as 17% for brands. And then for generics, you're paid based off MAC, which is the maximum allowable cost, which is a list of prices that a PBM, a pharmacy benefit manager, on behalf of a health plan sets. And the secret risk, really nobody knows what it is until you show up at the pharmacy and that prescription is run through to the PBM. And that's when you find out, oh, that's what I'm going to get paid for, that's a omeprazole today. And then on top of that, you think that's the end, but it's not. Then what happens, several months down the line, the PBM can claw back some of that amount. So they might say, there's these DIR fees, direct and indirect remuneration fees, or there's a GR true up. There's these various kind of quasi-legal methods by which they can claw back a certain amount per prescription and add it all up and pull from a pharmacist's account, say $20,000 overnight, to the dismay of the pharmacist. And so this system makes it impossible to know what the real price of the medication is, right? Because you don't know until the point of sale, and then you don't even know at point of sale because of these clawbacks. And so a pharmacist lives in a world of fear, not knowing what you get paid every day. Patient also doesn't know what they're going to pay, right, when they show up at the pharmacy, because their copay often is a percentage of that unknown price. So that's some of the issues today. So how do we solve that? Well, we changed the model from what we mentioned, AWP and MAC, to pay based off of NADAC, NADAC is the national average drug acquisition cost that's set by CMS and Medicaid based on surveys across the country. It gets a little bit closer to what is really the cost of a medication. And so on top of that, we pay a dispensing fee of $10 for generics and $4 for brands. And because we want to incentivize folks using more generics, unlike some of the systems today. And so that's how we pay more transparently. So NADAC is published on a website every week. And so it's clear as day to anybody, to a pharmacy and to the patient, what the cost of prescription is. Now, on top of that, though, we really want to move away from fee-for-service, right? For being paid based on just prescriptions and volume, because, you know, as your listeners know, more prescriptions does not mean a patient is healthier necessarily, right? So really, that's a challenging problem, obviously, across the industry. But we want to empower the pharmacist more so than anybody. And we do so by paying $30 per month per member. Capitated rate. We just paid $30 to a pharmacy. And in exchange, they just have to follow up with the patient. Your listener might be familiar with these e-care plans, which is a way of documenting in a standard way the current health status of a patient, what their goals are, where they're heading. So by playing that consultative role in the value-based world, that's what we really believe the future are, and that's why we're willing to pay that $30 per month. So that's, you know, $360 a year per member. A lot of pharmacies have on average 1,000 Medicare patients. So you're looking at potentially $360,000 of revenue that is for providing these value-based services. Like, for example, when a patient is discharged from a hospital, we notify the pharmacy to say, hey, let's check in with Ms. Smith and make sure her meds are transitioned properly. So that's an example of a pharmacist acting for that, you know, fee to help the patient stay out of the hospital.
I like the fact that you're building plans that cover both the pharmacy and healthcare costs and provide that direct savings of pharmacies driving down that healthcare cost. That makes so much sense. And people have talked to me over the years that I've been in the pharmacy industry of healthcare and saying that it was very possible to do so. So this is very bold. And I want people listening to the show to be able to reach out to you if you're a pharmacy owner, if you're a healthcare plan provider, if you are a consortium looking for ideas of how to drive costs down in your community. TroyMedicare.com is a great place to start. Flavio, I've always liked the way that you're very innovative in thought as a pharmacy innovator and healthcare innovator for that part. And I'd like to have a snapshot of the way things are in the coming 6 to 12 months. So I certainly hope you're going to come back and tell us some victorious stories of the Troy Trojan horse going into the traditional stagnant, stale health plans that are out there and releasing your warriors that are part of your team to kind of, you know, slice up the status quo and presents some victories that ultimately is going to be good for our patient base. So this is very exciting.
No, thank you. Appreciate it. And actually, the reason we're able to do this is because, you know, you're right. In the past, a lot of folks on your podcast are familiar with Medicare Part D, and which is covers the drug side. So Part D plan covers drugs. And we looked at being a Part D plan, but because a plan only covers the drugs, they're not really incentivized to keep a member healthier because it has no effect on their bottom line, right? They only cover the drugs. They don't cover the health side. And so we, after, you know, years of research, we decided what we're building is a Medicare Advantage plan.
Okay.
Combines the drug side with the health side, and by combining the drug side with the health side, now we can reimburse a pharmacy with, if a member avoids a $20,000 hospitalization. Well, now there are those dollars that we can share back with the pharmacy for those health savings. Does that make sense?
Yep. Very good. So I see on your website, TroyMedicare.com, it says that you're active in North Carolina and will be building out the ability for coverage ongoing. This is probably very tedious, but you actually have to go state by state, and it's something that is probably part of your plan. But share with our listeners what your plan is.
Absolutely. So, what I just mentioned, being a Medicare Advantage plan, has that benefit of the dollars from the health side, but it has the challenge that comes with that, which is that we not only have to contract with pharmacies and do the things I mentioned, but we also have to contract with all the different specialty providers, the hospitals, the primary care physician, and literally every specialty. CMS has very strict rules around the time and distance from members that each of those specialties have to be. And so we have to build that not just state by state, but county by county, if you can believe it. So it has been a challenge. We've done that and launched in 4 counties in North Carolina, really to prove the concept, because a lot of folks along the way really doubted this was possible. They doubted we could build it. They doubted it's even feasible. And so this year is really a proof of concept in these 4 counties to show that yes, we can build a health plan that is pharmacy driven. And then we, will launch in more counties in North Carolina as well as other states. Our investors, and this might find hard to believe, but we have over 150 different investors that have invested in our plan in Troy Medicare, and they are by and large pharmacy owners and a few physicians, and they're very few from North Carolina. I mean, there's only, you know, a bunch of Mina and Joe and Josh, but we have the vast majority from other states. And so that's really the blueprint we're using for expansion, because we have folks in Wisconsin and in Iowa, in Minnesota, in Tennessee, South Carolina, that, and other states that are really excited to bring this to their state. They obviously have the pharmacy piece and relationships, and often what they have is also these relationships with the local providers, with the local hospital. Honestly, the only reason we're in one of the counties in North Carolina is because of a pharmacy owner that had the relationship with the local hospital and was able to bring us in and say, hey, talk to these guys, and that's why we were able to launch there. And so that's the method by which we are expanding. And I think once we prove the concept, it will be expanding very quickly and then soon reach every state and county.
That's tremendous. Well, bravo, Flavio. Thank you so much for your stubborn commitment and consistent commitment to changing the pharmacy landscape and being an innovator. We need more and more of this. And I've been told so many times in the pharmacy industry that it couldn't be done, and I've proven them wrong many a times, but it's not easy to go against the grain and move upstream and do something that's never been done before.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Todd, and really appreciate your listeners. I think a lot of folks don't realize the strength there really is in independent pharmacy, because they're in different locations, right? They're spread out. You're an independent pharmacy owner in Missouri, or thinking, what could I do as the one guy with a pharmacy? Right. But in fact, the community is extremely strong. Like I mentioned to you, we've been able to tap into some of that. But even 150 investors, as impressive as I think that is, and incredible and thankful, that's still only half of a percentage point of the pharmacies, of the independent pharmacies out there.
So right.
There is tremendous strength in numbers that independent pharmacy has, that CVS and Walgreens, they just don't have those community relationships. They they don't have that trust with the patient. They don't have this relationship with the local physicians, providers, and even politicians. And I think that's really, folks on the listening really need to realize in the strength they really have together.
Yes. I think there's roles to be played in many facets of pharmacy. The part of it all that frustrates me is the unfair practices that are positioned and placed in the marketplace by the PBMs, and what that does to some of the rural pharmacies that are out there that are at sometimes, Flavio, the only Medicare or healthcare provider anywhere in a 30-mile, 50-mile, 60-mile, you know, radius. And when you have those pharmacies having to shut down because they can't pay the bills because of the sometimes nefarious practices of the pharmacy benefit manager, that's when I, you know, as a capitalist, I have to fold my arms and say, you know, it's time that there's a change out there. So this is a very exciting plan. The Pharmacy Podcast will be watching and listening to the successes of Troy Medicare, and I hope to have you back and use not, you know, not stay away from the Pharmacy Podcast for 2 years this time.
No, be excited to connect with you guys after open enrollment and talk about the folks who've signed on, and we're starting to care manage them through independent pharmacy. I think it'll be a lot of learnings, a lot of excitement, and a lot to share. So absolutely. Thank you for having that door open, Todd, and what you do for the industry. Certainly appreciate it.
You're very welcome. You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We were talking with Flavio, who's the co-founder of Troy Medicare. You can find them at troymedicare.com. And as always, we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. If you enjoy the leading podcast network dedicated to the business and profession of pharmacy, please write us a review on Apple Podcasts and let us know which channel is your favorite. And remember, the pharmacist is the hub of healthcare.